Edutainment Learning is powered by Academica Virtual Education and Collegia TV. For more information, visit www.edutainmentlearning.com.
My name is Dr. Du Hua. I'm a U.S. Navy veteran, and I got a Doctor of Pharmacy from Nova Southeastern University. And I'm also an author and a speaker and veterans, disabled veterans.
Can you tell the kids about your background, about when you were born and where you were born, and a little bit what that was like growing up in such a tumultuous place?
Okay, and that will be included in my speech. Definitely, I escaped the communists of Vietnam with 11 attempts. But I was blessed to be here. I made it to freedom. But I shouldn't be here. I should have been dead, been killed, or been captured. So I will tell more about that in my speech.
Well, if you want to just, do you want to just jump right in so we can?
Alrighty. Okay. So hello, students. Are there teachers here too?
Probably some. But I know okay. I know they're going to be watching as well.
So they hear me, but I don't hear them, right?
If they have questions, they will either send them my way okay. or during the Q&A.
Very good. Okay. Okay. Before we get into this the stories, because those children are young, so they I do want them to be aware of some of the terminology like Vietnam War, Vietnam veterans, North of Vietnam. South Vietnam, North Vietnam is represent communism. The form of Roman is communism. The South Vietnam before 75 was Republic of Vietnam. And also I wanted to understand, I'm trying to compare the Korea and Vietnam with the North Korea and South Korea is similar to North Vietnam and South Vietnam. And also I want to the student to be familiar with the term called the Fall of Saigon, which is when we lost our country in 1975. That's also called the Black April, April 30th of 1975. I want to understand the term called Tet Offensive, which is during the war before 1975, which is 1968. They also launched a massive full scale invasion. I like them to understand about the term called Thai pirates, which is when we escaped, the pirate did all the bad thing to the boat people. I'm sure the student would understand the term called MIA or missing in action, which is our American heroes and also the freedom defenders. I also want them to understand the term called Viet Cong, which is the communists. They fight for the North of Vietnam. About also the Paris Peace Accord agreement, which is 1973. I used to call them called Red Devils, which is communist. Also, besides Russia, we call them Soviet Union. So now you student may understand the difference between communism, capitalism, the free wars, and stuff like that. So I get a few words that I make my talks. Here we go. Let me tell you a story about this one night of my childhood. It's about 50 years ago. I remember many nights we enjoyed playing with my friends in my village. We had good times. Playing with my friends under the moonlight was so beautiful. But suddenly, this night, while we were playing, an unfamiliar noise erupted in the middle of playgrounds. Bam! The sound of the machine guns had totally erased the beautiful atmosphere and turned it into a night of horror in my village. Let's run, my friend shouted. I ran home quickly and my whole family rushed into a bunker inside our home. The shooting continued for several minutes long. I realized that Viet Cong had launched an attack to my village. The horror night was over, but much tragic news spread throughout the village the next morning. My worst news was that my best friend's father got shot and killed in the night. This was one of the many nights that my village was under attack before I lost my country. Let me also tell you another story after the fall of Saigon, which is April 1975. That night was the darkest night of my life. I was sitting in the room with several others, and we were waiting for the right time to advance to a boat. I waited and waited, and suddenly I heard a loud noise from the main door push open. I stood up and looked out my room. I saw a man with an AK-47 in his hand. I immediately recognized the Viet Cong police. "Run, run," somebody shouted. I turned to the back door and ran out of the house as quickly as I could. The fear was tremendous. My breathing became so fast. My heart was racing heavily, and the panic was so unbelievable. I was so scared because I knew I would get shot, killed, or captured and sent to the deep jungle by the hard labor by the communists of Vietnam. My name is Dr. Du Huan from Vietnam. I was born in the war zone in the early 60s. I witnessed the communists committing the hardest atrocities and brutal murders of my people throughout my childhood. And that's why the little boy like me is suffering too much. Let me tell a little history. It was about 70 years ago. Communism was about to expand and conquer our free world. The threat for security, peace, and our way of life was clear. And the mission to stop the spread of communism was an absolute vital. The United States had decisively deterred the expansion of communism in South Korea. We successfully pushed back the Red Devil to where they belong. But the communists would never give up their goal to dominate the free people on earth. And here they came. The communists of China and Soviet Union had spread the evil idea of communism, and they gave the total support for the communists of Vietnam. Therefore, President Harry Truman believed that the United States need to defend the freedom for the people of the Republic of South Vietnam, which was under fire, killing, destruction, and brutality from the invasion of the communists. The invading soldiers of North Vietnam destroyed families in my village. They had no regard for peace or for the life of the innocent people. Even though I was just a small boy, I would still remember very well during the national holiday celebration of 1968, on the very first hour of this Lunar New Year, we caught Tet. They violated the ceasefire agreement and launched a massive full-scale attack against the people of South Vietnam. But the people were strong and brave. The South Vietnamese and the American officers stood up together and pushed back the barbaric demons. They decisively defeated the communists in the Tet Offensive 1968. After courageously throw back the Hue invasion from the north for the Tet Offensive, the people of the South tried to resume their normal lives. However, the North Vietnam communists continued their evil goal of taking over the internationally recognized free and independent sovereign nation of South Vietnam. The war went on. Then came the darkest days in our history in Black April 1975. It's about 48 years ago. After the communists bypassed, dishonored, and disregarded the Paris Peace Accord agreement in January 27, 1973. The North Vietnamese Army launched a massive full-scale invasion of South Vietnam with more than 200,000 troops that brought the collapse of Saigon, the tragic historic disaster for the South Vietnamese people. South Vietnam had fallen into the hand of the communists. We lost our country. We lost our freedom. Consequently, we had to live under the cruel oppression of this regime. It was obvious. There was no longer any future there for me, and I knew I must find a way to escape. Just like millions of my desperate, frightened people who risked their lives to escape the communist oppression, I knew I wanted to follow the path that our Vietnam veterans have been fighting for, the path of freedom. I still remember so well how our men, how our Vietnam veterans fought for freedom. I saw the American soldiers there in my former country, Vietnam. I saw them in my village scouting and fighting the enemy. I saw them standing tall heroically with South Vietnamese soldiers defending us against the communists. I saw them helping the sick and the injured South Vietnamese people. I saw them protecting my village and making me and all the children laugh. I saw them brought freedom and security to my village. They were our angels. I know the soldiers were serving and fighting not only for their own country, but also for more than 15 million men and women and children of South Vietnam. Since the American soldier left my village, I tried to follow their path. But the path didn't come easy for me. I had to risk my life trying to escape with 11 attempts before I finally made it out to the oceans. But the danger did not stop there. Our small boat was very crowded with desperate, frightened people. We sailed for 5 days and nights in the deep sea with strong winds and big waves. And this unworthy watercraft did not reach our destinations. We lost water and food running out. Fuel was almost gone. And the worst storm was about to come. People on the boat were that they were facing imminent death. We began praying to God and asking God to take our soul to heavens while our body would sink to the deepest ocean floor. Our desperate journey was full of great danger and horror. Our little helpless boats were not just facing strong storm and big wave. We were also facing the worst nightmare from Thai pirates. The animal, cruelty, inhumane, pirate beaten, dropped everyone in front of the husband and families. And then in many cases, they just killed the entire helpless people on board. I was so fortunate and blessed. In September 1982, I finally got an airplane ticket to come to the United States of America. I knew I was about to reach my destination, the destination of the land for freedom. People like us who experienced the tyranny of communism knew very well freedom is not free. I wanted to thank the American soldiers for showing me that they have so much humanity and kindness in their hearts. And I want to thank them for showing me what freedom is all about. I knew I was blessed to have a place to escape to. That place called the United States of America, the last stand on earth. But I'm here today, not just to talk about celebrating my freedom. I'm here to tell you about the solemn duty to help protect and serve America. In September 1987, I was very proud to put on my military uniform. As soon as I arrived here in America, I studied so hard and learned English. And then joined the United States Navy. My dream came true. I joined the United States Navy so that I could serve and give back to my great new motherland. Yes, I was standing tall side by side with my fellow servicemen and women and help protect our beautiful and decent world of free enterprise and democracy. I was so proud and happy to serve my new country on the magnificent aircraft carrier called USS America. What a beautiful name. Let me tell you this. I escaped the communism with 11 attempts. I was determined to come to the United States of America. Then I was so blessed to have the most precious opportunity to serve the United States of America on the United States ship, USS America. America, we love the United States of America. As I said thanks to my new motherland, the United States of America, by serving her. But I couldn't thank her enough. America have more than 58,479 sons and daughters of the American armed forces, and more than 300,000 members of South Vietnamese armed forces gave the ultimate sacrifice in fighting for the freedom of Vietnam. There were more than 662 American prisoners of war in the Vietnam War. How could we ever begin to imagine what our POWs gradually endure the cruelty of the communists of Vietnam? We are here today to honor their selflessness and their supreme sacrifice of their lives. They were imprisoned and incarcerated, including beating, torture, starvation, emotional and physical abuse. They live and embrace themselves in darkness, loneliness, with no one's families or friends who live so far away on the other side of the earth. They sustain themselves in isolation and use every ounce of their energy to keep themselves going moment by moment, hour by hour, day by day, month by month, and year by year, and survive in captivities, and then return home with honor. There is still more than 1,600 missing in action, MIA, for the American soldiers. Decades have passed, but the agonies are still with the families. Please join me today to thank all those brave souls who ultimate sacrifice and make the world a better place for all humanity. American veterans and families, we thank you. We understand that the American soldiers was answering the call from our President Kennedy, who said, ask not what your country can do for you, yes, what we can do for your country, for our country. These soldiers put their country first and join this noble cause. Our Vietnam veterans were the men and women of their times. Vietnam veterans gave their energy, their faith, their devotion to this endeavor, freedom for all. They understood the call of freedom and fought for this noble cause, in spite of the great dangers. They held on to their comrades in their battlefield like brothers to brothers. They were so gung-ho to lay out their lives, and they were willing to go down together in fighting for their own country. The conquest of the South by the North Vietnam turned our country into the worst nightmare for our people. The darkest days in our history resulted from the fall of Saigon. The people of Vietnam have been in darkness and agony in the last 48 years. What kind of peace is without freedom? Peace, freedom, and liberty need to walk together. Once President Thomas Jefferson said, when people fear the government, there is tyranny. When the government fear the people, there is liberty. And the fear for the people, for the Vietnam communist regime, is tremendous in the last several decades. my students, my people, it's a many blessing that I have the opportunity to speak with you for the voice of freedom today. We will always remember and honor our freedom fighters and freedom defenders and Vietnam veterans. May God bless the United States of America. I also would like to remind our people that the United States of America is not just the greatest place on the world map, but it's also the symbol of freedom, democracy, dignity, and human rights. It's the land of the free and the home of the brave. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Duhua. I had, because we had scheduled you in the fall, I had gotten student emails that had questions in them. Can I ask those student questions in the fall?
Yes.
So first of all, I want to say thank you for telling us, in your story, we are given the difference between democracy and tyranny, obviously. You've experienced both sides of that. So thank you for your sacrifice for our country and humanity as well. And thank you for sharing this with us, which brings me to my first question. One of the students in the fall had emailed and asked, when did you start telling your story? When did you start sharing your story? Have you always shared your story, or did there come a certain point where you said, hey, I need to share this story with the world?
Yes, certainly. When I escaped the communist Vietnam, where I was just a very young boy, I was 17, 18, even though I know communism was bad, but I didn't know much in details. But then when I did escape and I came here in America, and I reflect, and I start learning. And especially when I was able to talk with Vietnam veterans, and I see all the oven, which is the South Vietnamese soldiers. So I put them all together. And with my 11th attempt of escape, which I said that I was so blessed to be here, I realized I need to have a voice, because it's important that people are not aware what freedom is all about. So, but before that, I got to put something in paper. That's why I started about more than 10 years ago, I wrote this book, The Escape and My Journey to Freedom. So I realized that this book is basically the true history. I wrote the book through my eyes. So people would realize the true story and what is communism is all about, and the service and sacrifice, what our freedom fighter is, what they are all about. So besides, after writing my book, I realized that I need to have a voice as well. So I was invited to the a lot of periodic speech events and like Memorial Day, Veteran Day. I did many speeches through those. So the more I thought of what I went through, the more I wanted to speak out, because I realized that not too many people really understand what the meaning of freedom and acknowledge the service and sacrifice what our men and women went through.
And we thank you for sharing that with us. I was never fortunate enough to be a service member, but I have plenty of relatives who were. And so I thank you for that sacrifice. One thing about American history is that America has always been a melting pot. It's people that come from different countries to start a new life. And you are essentially the American story. So one of our students had emailed and they wanted to know, how was your experience from transitioning from Vietnamese culture to American culture? Did you find that to be a positive experience?
It was extremely difficult. When I was from one world and then boom, suddenly I came to a different world. And a lot of things was great, beautiful. This was our dream. But at the same time, a lot of stuff that I had to be, I had to adapt to the environment, the culture, the education, and on and on. So it's, but the thing that I overcame basically everything was my will. I know this is my, it's the land of the free. I know I belong here. So my will, all of my will is learn, trying to adapt and trying to be part of the American people. I am the American, and I need to assume all that my responsibility and all the good deed on everything as a good citizen of this country. And that's how I overcame a lot of struggles, a lot of barriers, a lot of hurdles, and that what it is. Even when I joined, the thing that let me emphasize a little bit about that, when about your question is, especially when I joined the U.S. Navy, you know, when you joined the military, I'm a Vietnamese. I don't know all the custom, you know, the people, young people there, but I didn't know what I really encountered for. So I really have a hard time. But then again, my will is, I wanted to be the sailor of this Navy. And even though when I failed, I stood up and I try again. And that's what I did.
And your story is all about persevering through adversity. And we're going to get to that a little bit later. But, you know, you've persevered through a lot of adversity, more than most human beings on earth have ever experienced. But you did it in different points in your life, where when you're a child, persevering out of tyranny, out of Vietnam, into America, into democracy, and then persevering, learning English in a brand new land, and then persevering to join the United States military, and then persevering for your PhD in pharmacy. So one of our kids wanted to know, what drew you to study pharmaceutical? Why did you want to become a doctor of pharmacy?
Very nice question, Sam. When I came here, I wanted to be an engineer. I wanted to study by an engineer. But then when I joined the Navy, I happened to become a mechanical. I like a mechanic. I was assigned to a squadron to fix the F-18 engine. So I was on a flight deck all the time. But then I got hooked. I got injured through the at the time on duty through the accident at my job in the Navy. So I no longer can really work on the field that can have more adversities of my health. So with the help of the Veterans Administration, they said, okay, I need to change my perspective, my view of what I'm going to do in future. So I figure I'm in pain and I have a lot of struggle with my physical disability. So I said, why couldn't I to be become part of the medical field? And that's why when I said, I thought of that, I chose pharmacy. And that's how I changed from one field to the other. So I end up with a doctor of pharmacy.
How long did you practice that, being a doctor in pharmacy?
I practiced more than 15 years in pharmacy in different settings. I work in a nuclear pharmacy. I work in a hospital. I work in retail, and work in independent. So I try almost everything during the time I practice as a pharmacist.
And look at that. At the beginning of this, I said you were a hero, and you don't think that you are, but you help people escape tyranny, you defended freedom, and then you took care of sick people. So that seems to me like you're a hero. So before we go, I know it's getting a little bit late there for some of our kids in Eastern Europe, and we don't want to keep them too late. We don't want to keep you too late. But you guys, his the link to his book, The Escapes and My Journey to Freedom by Dr. Du Hua, is in the link. It's in the chat, and I will also have it in the video information about that. Check that out. But before we let you go, is there any advice that you could give to these kids about persevering through adversity? Now, in life, we all have adversity. Now, in your case, it was pretty big. But in some cases, it'll be pretty small. But no matter who you are or what you do, you have some sort of adversity. So what kind of advice could you give to these kids as they go off into the world and experience their own adversity?
Well, one thing is really big that I really want all the young generation to know about, is especially the American or people, whoever, wherever you are in the world, you don't realize how blessed we are. You are. You're so blessed. You were able to stay in the home, have a opportunity to go to school, and to be to try to become a good person in this world. So, but I don't think the young generation realize that so much, because we were born here with our mind, and we wanted to follow the righteousness. We want to treat people like the way we being treated. And start from the small, from the individual to a community, to a country. And I feel like here in America, I love the constitution of this country and the dignity, the freedom and democracy, the way of life in our world here, but we need to upkeep that, which means we need more young people to stand up and learn yourself and educate yourself to become a better and better people so you can serve more. Because people out there need you. Nothing better is to love your family, to love your country, and to love the humanity. And that's where, by the end of the day, when you go to sleep, you sleep well, and you realize that you had done as much as you could in the way, on the pathway of righteousness. And that's what I really wanted to the young generation, to try and try harder, learn and learn more. And this material world here today is make it really hard and very difficult for young people to understand that. But one way or the other, you have to leave your smartphone aside, leave all the internet aside, and close your eye and reflect who we are, where we come from, and why you have the thing that you have today. Nothing will come free. Even the idea, the moral consciousness, is also need reflection, so you can learn, you can purify your mind and go on with this right humanity.
Thank you so much, Dr. Hua. And we can't thank you enough. And guys, the recording of this is going to be provided later for anyone who missed it. So with that being said, we have a lot of amazing guests like Dr. Hua coming up. Definitely check him out. Next week, we have a World War II veteran who is a liberator of one of the concentration camps. Be sure to sign up if that interests you. So Dr. Hua, before we let you go, this is a bit of a tradition we do with this. I allow everyone to unmute. So we can all say thank you, and then I'll end the meeting for all. Can we all say thank you to Dr. Du Hua for taking time out of his very valuable day to come talk to you guys about his life and his story? Thank you so much, Dr. Hua.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm honored. I'm blessed to have an opportunity to talk with you all today. Thank you so much.